Good morning. Just Rickrolling all of Southwest Michigan. I love it.
I'm gonna give you up.
You love this song. You're a big fan of that song, aren't you? It's a good song.
Yeah, that's why I lost my virginity to that song.
Oh, nice. Good song. Good beat. Good rhythm to lose your virginity to.
No, it'd be a terrible one. I made that up.
You only got through the first 10 seconds of the song, but still, though.
Never gonna give you up. That's what I was singing.
I'm done. Yeah. Do you ever think that Rick Astley feels bad about people using it to prank people? I mean, maybe not, because he's probably making money every time it's played, huh?
I think I've seen this interview, and I don't think he cares. I think he was just like, I thought it was sweet at the time, but, you know, he's like, now it's like made its round back, and it made its way back, and he's like, yeah, I'm just going to lean into it.
I mean, he probably gets paid for all the YouTube views, so he's like, yeah, whatever, keep pranking everyone. I'll keep letting it happen. I mean,
that's the best thing he can do. No, it'd be better for us if he would get pissed about it because it would be even more funny. But
I spent hours in the studio making that. You guys are set it as a, are you serious?
Yeah, Rick, just look at you. Look at you, though. Come on.
This is ridiculous. God, I do like that trench coat, though, in that music video. Tan trench coat. I mean, that's a good look. I like that look.
It's probably going to end up on Pawn Stars or something.
Oh, some guy walks in. So this is the actual trench coat that Rick Astley wore.
All right, just going to have to call a buddy. He's going to come and evaluate this. And
you know what? I don't know enough about these things. Let me call my guy. He'll come down here, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Which I always wondered, like, what if that's just, like, his buddy? You know, and he's like, hey, just tell him it's worth, like, you know, like $2 million or something.
I feel like it would get out, though, if that was the case. I'm sure he knows all these guys. But if they are experts, like, they wouldn't be able to have a career if they were you know, cheating people.
Here's the thing, quick story. I already know they're lying on the show, and you know why? Yep. I personally know. I mean, not personally, but a guy I know. My cousin. My cousin was on the show. Yeah. He went to Vegas, and he went to the actual place, and boom. And so this is what they did. They gave him a Coca-Cola cooler, and they're like, hey, go outside, walk in with this. We're going to film, and just act like it's yours and sell it to us. And so, like, the whole time, like I knew he was acting because I know my cousin, you know? But yeah, I'm like, well, so what happened? He's like, exactly it. He's like, I didn't buy it or anything. I didn't buy it. It wasn't mine. They just told me to walk in with it, and I had to act like it was mine. And I wish he would have
made up like a ridiculous story, like this was my grandma's Coca-Cola machine, and she was an old bag. She's a real bitch. And so when we poisoned her porridge, we finally got to get all of her assets, and this is what I got. They're like, wait, you murdered your grandma? He's like, yeah, but I got the Coca-Cola machine. He's like, good God, man.
What a story.
And they tell him, like, all right, get out. You know what? Get out. Get the hell out of here. Right.
You either do that or when they start rolling film, like Rick starts saying something, and he's just like, nah, he just gave that to me, actually. I just watched it. This whole show is BS.
This is BS.
No, this is live. Yeah, he just gave me that cooler.
Two ways to do it. Two ways.
Not even real.
So either the murdered grandma story or you sell them out. You got two options. I digress. We got to get to it. Your WTF. Let's do it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
Sup, K. This is actually from right here in Michigan, Detroit. A 20-year-old guy near Detroit was having a loud party last Friday. So cops came to break it up. And while they were there, one of the guy's neighbors decided to help. 47-year-old Chris Hoggarth walked out and started arguing with the guy, who told him to go back inside and mind his own business. Hey, go back inside.
Turn that music down.
Well, he did go back inside, and then he came back out with a shotgun.
Ooh.
The cops heard the shotgun being racked and saw Chris standing on his porch holding a gun. When they ordered him to drop it, he went back inside and eventually gave himself up. It also turned out that he was drunk. So now he's facing charges for possession of a firearm while intoxicated.
Dude, you don't rack a gun in front of a bunch of cops that don't have guns, right? You know?
Dude, talk about just dumb moves. Like, you know, I'm going to go help the situation. Yeah, I'm gonna help those cops. I'm going to grab my gun and I'm going to go out there and they're going to be so grateful that
I just never understood the idea behind. So you go in, you get your gun, you rack it on your porch, loud noise. And what? Everybody's going to be like, oh, he's got a shotgun. We got to go. We're out. So, sorry, bud. We're out of here. Have a good night. It's like, no, it's not going to end like that, dude.
No.
Either you're going to get shot or you're going to jail.
Yeah.
And you better hope you're going to jail because if you get shot, you're dead.
Yeah. And honestly, you being drunk holding a shotgun, probably not the smartest thing. And maybe would be like, okay, this guy is a little loony. Let's watch out. I don't know if it was loaded or not. They didn't say if it was. But
nothing. These people don't talk to the cops first. It's like maybe he's a cool cop. Well, most of them are. Basically, all of them are pretty cool that I've experienced. Mm-hmm. Just go talk to him. Be like, hey, man, like, I apologize. You know?
Or
just be a good guy.
Or what you do is you don't walk out of your house drunk thinking that you're going to help the situation and end this loud party by cocking your shotgun. How drunk was this guy? He had to be just blasted to think that was a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, he's smoked.
Moron.
Yeah, out of his mind.
Going to jail. Sleep it off. Think about what you've done, you moron. All right, there you go. That's your WTF.